What's the thing holding you back from moving forward, from making changes, from creating the life you want? What do you reckon that is? Here's your hint. It's not a lack of money or education, and it has very little to do with your circumstances or your environment. So, what's holding you back? It's your belief that the life that you want is not possible. I'm a genius. I figured that out. Figured it out because it's my life story. Maybe you believe that you're not good enough or talented enough to create what you want, and so you settle for what you have. Perhaps you believe that you don't have enough resources or a strong enough support system. Meanwhile, you keep observing others in the world zooming right past you, and they don't even have half the skills you have. The horse says it all. He stays tied to the chair because it thinks the chair owns him. He doesn't see himself as a strong stallion, capable of doing mighty things. He believes he's restricted by a lousy folding chair. What's your folding chair? What is your belief that tells you you can't have, be, or do? Whatever it is, it's only a thought in your head. And just as the horse is shackled by his baseless beliefs that he's kept by the chair, your belief is equally unfounded. Whatever your belief is, it rules you. Thank God you can change your beliefs. Yes, you can. Start by restricting negative people and negative messages in your daily routine. Start feeding yourself with positivity. Claim what you want to create. Tell God out loud. Ask for His guidance as you start your move. It's time to do things differently, my friend. Your time has come. See your reasons and your justifications and excuses for exactly what they are. They're scrawny folding chairs that can never contain you. That is, unless you tell them they can. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.